On, sir. Bon, sir. And come over here a moment.
Anything wrong, Mr. Shawcross?
Look at these display cases. There's enough dust on top to sow seeds in. And these smears on the glass. I thought all our cases were cleaned every day.
Oh, they are, Mr. Shawcross.
Well, it's not good enough, Bonser, is it? We're a high-class jeweller, as you know, not a back-street fish shop.
But the cleaning's done by the same firm we've always had, sir. They've been doing it for years.
Oh, time we change them. We can't afford to be sentimental in business. As I always say, if the old firm doesn't come up to scratch, try a new one.
But, Mr. Shawcross...
Good afternoon, Mrs. Honeycomb. Delighted to see you again. Bonser, bring up a chair for Mrs. Honeycomb.
I shan't need a chair. I don't intend to stay.
But I hope we can have the pleasure of serving you in some way, madam.
Well, I happened to be passing by when I saw a rather unusual ring in your window. I'd like to take a closer look at it, please.
Certainly, madam, of course. Bonser, he seems to have disappeared. Well, I'll get it for you myself, madam. Would you kindly step over to the window and point it out? Just get my keys. They're here somewhere. I trust you're keeping well, Mrs. Honeycomb?
Quite well, Shawcross.
And Mr. Honeycomb?
My husband is in his usual rude health.
Oh, good, good. Now, where did I... here they are. Yes, I'll just unlock the window and... There. Now, which ring was it, madam?
It's that one. At the front there.
Ah, yes, yes. A very fine solitaire. Very fine indeed. Impeccable taste, as always, Mrs. Honeycomb.
Let me see it, Shawcross.
Oh, certainly, madam.
Yes. It seems a reasonable stone.
Oh, it's exceptional, madam. 1.5 carats and a lovely clear colour.
May I borrow your lens, Shawcross?
By all means. Now, if you look at it in the daylight, you'll see it's a brilliant cut, not a trace of yellow.
How much, Shawcross?
Can you see what a superb bluish-white colour it is?
The price.
A perfect platinum shank and a really fine, clean...
Don't get carried away, Shawcross. Just tell me the price.
1,000 guineas, madam.
What?
I can assure you it's worth every penny.
Nonsense.
The stone is outstanding.
I'm not querying the stone. It's your price. Far too high. You ought to know by now, Shawcross, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. I'm not one of those empty-headed little mini-skirted creatures...
No, madam.
...tripping in on the arm of some equally empty-headed middle-aged man with more money than sense. I know jewellery, Shawcross, and I tell you that charging 1,000 guineas for that ring is nothing short of robbery.
I can assure you, madam, that this establishment...
This establishment, Shawcross, has taken a considerable amount of my money over the years.
Oh, indeed, Mrs. Honeycomb. Believe me, you and your husband are amongst our most valued clients. Indeed, you are. But the price is one we feel is quite fair for a ring of that quality. However, in your case, madam, I think perhaps we could... reduce it by, 50 guineas.
50? Good Lord, man. I wouldn't even consider it unless you dropped it at least 200.
200? Oh, no, madam. Quite out of the question. I'm sorry, I really couldn't go as low as that. You see...
In that case, Shawcross, put it back in your window.
Mr. Shawcross, excuse me for interrupting, madam, but that ring...
I don't wish to discuss it any further, young man.
It shouldn't really be displayed at all. It's already been sold.
Sold?
It was my fault entirely. A customer bought it this morning, and I put it back in the window by mistake. Silly of me, really, I...
Yes, it was, Bonser. Fortunately for you, Mrs. Honeycomb isn't interested in it now.
Wait a minute, Shawcross. I didn't say I dismissed it entirely.
But I was under the impression,
Let
madam...
me see it again. Perhaps my first impressions were a little hasty.
But, madam, if it's already been sold...
Shawcross, I'll remind you once again that I spend a great deal of money here, and I would expect you to give preference to existing customers.
Oh, we do, of course, Mrs. Honeycomb. But please understand that in the circumstances, it makes it very difficult for me to turn down this other customer.
Nonsense, Shawcross. Unless it's someone of considerable importance, you can always fob them off with some excuse. Who is it, anyway?
Who is it, Bonser?
I'd rather not say so.
What?
Well, if you don't mind...
Well, I do mind. Surely there's no harm in mentioning this person's name.
I don't think it would be advisable.
Oh, don't be silly, Bonser. Mrs. Honeycomb's right. There's no point in concealing the customer's name. It'll clear up the whole matter.
Sir, could I speak to you on one side for a moment?
Oh, really, Bonser?
Well, it's terribly important, you see.
I must say, I find this whispering extremely ill-mannered.
Oh, I see, Bonser. I see. Oh, Well, madam, I must apologize for that, but Bonser was quite right. He couldn't very well have revealed the gentleman's name. But I assure you, everything will turn out for the best.
What are you talking about?
Perhaps madam has a celebration of some kind very shortly. An anniversary, perhaps?
Well, it is my birthday next week,
Ah, but... that's it, your birthday. Well, Mrs. Honeycomb, when you open your gifts on that day, I'm sure you'll get a pleasant surprise.
You don't mean that the person who bought this ring was mine?
Ah, madam, don't press me. Can't spoil the surprise, can we?
You mean he paid 1,000 guineas for me?
I haven't said anything, madam, not a word.
Well, in that case, I'd better leave it, hadn't I, Shawcross?
Thank you, madam. Door, Bonser.
1,000 guineas for me.
Goodbye, Mrs. Honeycomb. Delighted to see you again.
Yes, goodbye, Shawcross. Goodbye.
Oh, had a very nasty situation there for a moment, Bonser. But isn't that just like a woman, eh? Complains about the price, then finds her husband's bought it for her, so everything's fine again.
Actually, sir, I didn't quite finish that bit I was whispering to you.
Well, what do you mean? Her husband did buy it, didn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. He came in this morning and chose it. But before he finally bought it, he,
Yes, go on.
He has sent his secretary round to try it for size.
Oh, Lord.
Like you said about our cleaners. If the old firm doesn't come up to scratch, try a new one.